it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. A woman in San Diego dreamed that she was forced to eat her engagement ring and woke up to find out that she had actually eaten her engagement ring.
No.
The woman dreamed that she and her fiancé were facing off with bad guys on a high-speed train. During the struggle, her fiancé told her that she had to swallow her engagement ring to protect it. When she woke up, her ring was actually gone, and she knew, yep, it was inside of me. I must have swallowed it. So she went to the doctors, got an x-ray in urgent care, and it was confirmed the ring was indeed inside of her stomach.
Okay, I'm so into, like, dream dictionaries and
what does
your
this
dreams
mean.
It says, dream that you lose a ring or someone has stolen your ring represents insecurity. You may be losing interest in some relationship or interest.
Oh, man. Don't tell
She's
the man
over
that.
Him.
Doctors recommended an upper endoscope to remove the ring, and the surgery was successful. She now says she takes the ring off when she goes to sleep. Why would you take it off? I would, like, put it in a lockbox or something.
And it says to dream that you're swallowing something indicates you're holding back true feelings or words.
Wow.
Wow, she's got something to tell her man is what that means.
Sony needs to object to that wedding.
Maybe I'll be a professional reader of dreams.
Hey, there's somebody that would pay for that. Okay, a guy named Josh in New Zealand recently got an email, and I always get afraid of this when we get emails. I'm like, oh, what does it mean? It was from his bosses at an ad agency telling him, hey, we need to have a meeting to discuss your future here at the company. You know what that means. It's never like, hey, we'd like to promote you and give you more money.
Exactly.
So he was no dummy. He knew he was getting canned. So he hired an emotional support clown to come with him to the meeting.
Clown?
He paid the clown. It was a nice clown, not like an it clown. About $125 to come with him to the meeting in full makeup. He had him make balloon animals during the meeting. And as he's being let go, the bosses, I guess, found the whole thing pretty funny. And the good news is for him, he actually already has a new job lined up, actually at a computer company. So
oh, okay, cool.
He'll be okay, but that would be nice. I would like, if I was going to get fired or let go or my contract not renewed and they're going to bring me in, like, I'd like some puppies or something.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. I'll pet the puppies.
Wish you the best.
And this is a photo you definitely got to see on our Need to Know News blog. A 5-year-old boy in Colorado loves the movie Up. That is a great, great movie.
Oh, that movie makes you cry every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
So good.
And his great-grandparents actually love it, too. So they dressed up as characters from the film for his birthday.
Oh!
Yeah, he was dressed up as Russell while his great-grandparents dressed up as Carl and Ellie Fredrickson, the old people in the movie. The boy's mom said he loves the drawings. He makes houses and balloons all the time for the movie. And the family visited Disney World recently. The only toy he wanted were the toys from Up. So the photo is just incredible because, like, they nailed it. Like, they all look like the characters.
That's a great Halloween costume. Have you seen little kids with all the, like, a little walker and the balloons behind them?
Yes.
Oh.
You know what? I still have a walker for my hip surgery happened. Maybe I could be the guy.
You should be.
I can repurpose it, guys.
So cute.
Make the most of it. Football over the weekend. The Colts beat the Titans 19-17. Rumor is today that Colts kicker, who's been missing a lot of kicks this year, Adam Vinatieri, will announce retirement.
Really?
You didn't see that over the weekend. I guess he didn't talk to media yesterday, and he said, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Well, normally they don't talk on Mondays, but he's like, you'll hear from me. So there's some speculation online. Even Pat McAfee commented on it saying, maybe.
He's my dude. Vinatieri, I've done a lot of work with him, and he is a solid man, just a great human being, like on the field and off. So
unfortunately, they don't care about that when it comes to results.
I know, but he's the GOAT. He's awesome.
Oh, I'm not knocking. He is. He's the all-time point leader, for sure. I agree. So we'll find out about that today if you're a Colts fan. Good news for the Texans. Home opener, they beat the Jaguars. It was a close one, but they won yesterday. 13-12, so that's nice. A couple of teams winning right there. And today, finally, for Joe's Need to Know News, is a special day. It's a National Guacamole Day.
Oh, give me the guac, all the guac.
Oh, do you like guacamole?
Because
I love it. I love it.
It's a guac party, hey.
Hey, put the guac over here, the guac over there. Put your guac up like you just don't care. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.